Hello?
Hello? Hi, sorry. Hello?
Oh, so sorry, ma'am, we got a disconnect in the line. Can you hear me?
Yes, I'm really sorry about that, but I'm running out of time, sweetie. I've got to go to work. Can we do this really quickly?
Yeah, okay, okay. I'm just passing this call to my senior. You're just talking with my senior?
Oh, okay.
Hello?
Hello?
Yes, thank you for being on the phone. This is Eric. You are talking to the senior technician. How are you?
Oh, hi. Hi, Eric.
Yeah.
Now, I've been told that I've apparently bought something on eBay and it's not correct.
Uh-huh. That's the reason, ma'am, we're getting this call, because we are suspecting a fraud payment going on through your number. And what we are doing is we are deactivating those fraudsters from your mobile phone, so that in future you won't face any fraudulent payments like this. All right?
Thank you. Yes.
Okay. Now, that's why we are giving you a cancellation code into your mobile phone directly through eBay, so that we will simply stop the payment directly from our side. Now, will you confirm it to me? What can you see into your cell phone now at the moment?
Nothing. Just my front screen, love. What am I supposed to be looking at?
Did you change your Apple ID password, what my colleague is telling you to do it?
Yes, I did.
You have done that, right? Now, ma'am, I want you to once again open up your App Store, okay?
App Store, yes?
Yeah. Now, on the app... All right, now do one thing. Just see at the very right-hand side bottom of that App Store, do you see any option say search?
Yeah, I've come up to any desperate remote... Something rather.
Just below that, did you see the option says get?
Yes, I press that.
Yeah, click on get. Alright, now what it's asking you for, will you confirm it to me?
It wants my Apple ID password.
Apple ID password. Now, I believe you remember, which you have changed right now, the Apple ID password. You need to put the exact password over there and then click on install.
I don't know what's happening.
What can
it's
you see?
Stalling,
right? It's stalling right at the moment. Okay. All right.
There's a circle happening.
It means sorry.
I'm in a hot car and I'm on my way to work, so I've had to pull over and I'm on a short time.
I understand. It will be taking some short time to do. All right. Just give me one minute. Once it will be done, you will be see an option come up, stage open.
And then I got another phone call that I had to answer.
I understand that.
It's all happening at once, but I really hope this is going to work, because I'm over all this stuff.
Yes, I understand that. It will be worked properly. Don't need to worry about it. Once it will be done, you will get all the messages through eBay. Okay. Now, is it showing you any options? Says open there.
It says any desk would like to find the connection to a device on your local network.
Okay, is he allowed?
Is that allow? Oh, I just pressed don't allow.
Yeah, click on allow.
Hang on.
Yeah, click on allow, yeah.
Okay, yep.
Okay, now did you see a 9-digit cancellation code has been appeared into your screen? Did you see that?
Yes.
Okay, now just confirm me the cancellation code through your mobile phone. What do you see there?
3360-14904.
Yeah. It's 3360-14904, right?
Yes.
Okay, thank you. Now, shortly, ma'am, what we are doing is we are activating the security into your cell phone now. Okay? Now, once the security has been activated, you will get to see an option come up, say security warning. Now, let me tell you what warning you can see. That warning will be directly given to you to stop the fraudsters, okay? Now, let me explain you properly, ma'am. Now, that warning will show you that this security ID will stop the fraudsters or scammers, okay? So, what do you have to do? You don't have to read the whole message. Now, at the very bottom of that message, you will get to see the option says, I am aware of the risk, okay? You need to click on that option says, I am aware of the risk, and then... just below that, you will get to see an accept option. Now, once you click on accept, The security will be activated through the eBay server. Okay?
So where will that happen?
It will be coming into your mobile phone shortly. I will be giving you that option that will be security warning. Once you see the security warning option, just let me know. Okay?
Okay, that's down the bottom. So down the bottom, what do I...
Yeah, at the very bottom, you would get to see the option says, I am aware of the risk. Do you see that option?
It's a bit little.
I understand now. Now, just click on the checkbox. Says, I am aware of the risk on the checkbox. A circle over there. You have to make it blue.
Okay. Yeah, red.
Yeah. Now you would get to see the option says accept, the green accept. Click on the accept.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Now what can you see there? You see any option says accept again?
Secure service, and it's got a number and it says accept.
Yeah, click on accept. Yes. Now what do you see?
Everything on your screen, including notifications, will be
recorded. Yep. All right.
Enabled.
Yeah. Do you see the option says screen broadcast? Any desk can start broadcast.
Yes.
Yeah. Click on start broadcast from there.
It's not doing anything.
Yeah. All right.
It won't do anything.
Okay, what can you see then? Just tell me.
It says screen broadcast, any case. It's got a tick, and then start broadcast. When I press that, it won't do anything.
Okay, so it's totally ticked there, and once you click on start broadcast, nothing will happen. Try to press it once again, the start broadcast option.
But it won't work well. It's not doing anything.
Not doing anything. Okay.
Nope.
All right, I understand now. Okay. Now, just wait. Let me send you... All right. Now, just wait, ma'am. Don't touch anything. Leave your screen as it is. Okay?
Yep. I promise I'm not touching it.
All right. Now, just wait for a moment. Don't touch anything. The security has been activated properly. Once it will be done, I will be let you know. Now, what I want you to do, I want you to swipe your screen from the very bottom to top. Just swipe it up. Okay?
Swipe it up. I just did. Yep.
Yeah. Just swipe it
up. Okay, now it's just gone back to the
All right.
number, the PIN number.
Now, just do one thing. Just swipe your screen from the very bottom to top again.
Okay.
So, now on my phone. Okay. Now, just wait for a moment, ma'am. Okay. Now, what we are doing is, we are activating the security through our site. Now, first of all, ma'am, I want you to open up your mobile phone settings. Open up your settings.
Settings? Okay.
Yeah.
Yep. Yes.
Okay. Now, once you open up your settings, can you see the top says your name there, your name and everything?
Yes.
Click on that.
Yep. Yep.
Okay. Now, just wait. Alright. Now, click on there where it says name, phone number, and email. Click on that.
Okay, got that?
Yeah. Alright, just wait. Now we are activating the security through this information from our eBay. Okay, now what we are doing, ma'am, I want you to simply just see the very left hand side top, the arrow. Click on that arrow.
The left arrow, go back.
Yeah, go back, yes, simply go back.
Yep.
Now once again, go back where it's written like settings.
Yeah.
Okay, just at the very top bit, yes. Now just scroll down the page a little bit and see you can see any options, say display and brightness. Click on that, just scroll down.
Yep.
Do you see display and brightness?
Yes.
Click on that display and brightness.
Okay.
Now just scroll down, below the display and brightness, you will get to see an option that says auto lock. I want you to click on auto lock from there.
Auto lock?
Yep, auto lock.
30 seconds?
Yeah, click on never. If you see never, click on never. It means your mobile phone will be automatically never locked. It will be locked by through your side and no one will be getting in your mobile phone now. So in the meantime, ma'am, I want you to swipe your screen from the very bottom to top again. Swipe it up.
Yep. Yeah.
All right. Now, what I want you to do, I want you to simply, we are activating the security, as you know. What we have to do is, once we are activating the security, our eBay server will sending you a cancellation request or a notification into your internet banking. Okay? So what you have to do is, you have to log into your account and check any cancellation request you have received through our eBay server or not. Okay? Once you will see any message like that, you need to accept the message so that we will simply decline those fraud payments and give you the refund directly. Okay?
Okay.
So what I want you to do, I want you to log into your internet banking now and check any cancellation request you have received or not.
Good question, boss. Can I trust you?
Yeah, yes, you can, ma'am. You can. You can totally trust me.
Which bank account is one looking at, boss?
It is, I believe, the Commonwealth you are using.
Oh, okay, hang on.
Uh-huh.
Well, there's definitely no funds in the Commonwealth. That's hilarious. Sorry.
All right, okay.
Hang on a minute. Unless there is money in there, that'll be funny.
All right, just one by one, if you have, maybe, ma'am, the money will be reflected to any account now. So log into your Commonwealth first and check any notifications you have received through eBay or not. So simply log in to your Commonwealth.
Oh, I'm starting to run out of time. I've got to get to work.
I understand. It will be taking a few more minutes to complete the whole work.
Okay. Incoming bills. Plan ahead.
All right.
Your account form from this bank. Learn more.
Okay, nothing you will receive, nothing notifications you have received, right? Okay. Do you want to
money? No, there's no notifications. So, hang on a minute, I'll go back and I'll take that back.
Yeah, simply go log out from your account from the Commonwealth. And apart from the Commonwealth, if you use any other banks, so you can log in and check you have received the notifications into that bank or not.
Oh, well, this is crazy. I don't think there was one with that one. Hang on a minute.
Yeah, check it, please.
Where do I look?
What bank you're logging? Are you logging to your ENZ?
Yep.
Okay, no. As I've already told you, the notification, you haven't received it on the ENZ account. All right? But
no,
apart from this ENZ and Commonwealth, okay, yes. Apart from this ENZ and Commonwealth, you're using any other bank?
Yes.
So log into that one as well and check it, any notifications you'll receive or not.
Sorry, it's
all right,
horrible,
okay. Wait. I understand.
Lucky I've got a sense of humor. Scam. Find out more.
Okay.
See your employer scam. Okay. Well, it sort of doesn't say. It just says find out more.
Find out more? Anything is asking you for login or something? Just scroll down.
No.
Just scroll down your account. Can you just scroll down your account?
Thinking about something. No.
Okay. No. Can you click on close? Yep. Close.
They've locked me out.
Okay, just wait.
Okay, got it. No, they've locked me out. So maybe they think there's something funny going on with that account as well. My profile can't be found.
Oh, yes.
What the hell?
Oh, well, ma'am, thank you.
Now I'm locked out of my bank account altogether.
Okay. You are speaking to Gary, ma'am. I'm one of the senior accounts manager from eBay. And I was just listening to the conversation between you and one of our representatives, okay? So tap on okay, got it.
I can't even get into that bank account at the moment now. So what the hell's going on?
Because don't touch it, ma'am, this bank account, okay? Because the hacker, they are using it for illegal purposes, even if you're trying to give your security on it, okay?
Oh.
Try to log in into your Commonwealth Bank, ma'am. Go back and log in into your Com Bank.
Yeah. There's nothing over my Com Bank. There's no
tap on account. You see at the bottom account. And do you use any credit card, ma'am? Do you use any credit card?
No.
And I believe you remember your Commonwealth Bank ID and password?
Yes.
Okay, now press your home button.
My home button, yes.
Go to your home screen and open up your App Store. Go to your home screen and open up your App Store. And once when you open up your App Store, you see at the top games, apps, stories and more. Just type over there zip pay. Tap over there zip pay. Yes.
Let me
work on. It will be ZipPay, ma'am. Zip for Zebra. IP.
ZipPay, yes.
Yeah, below you see tap on it and tap on get or install. The second one.
Why do I have to do that?
Because we just found a lot of transaction has been done by the hacker while using your ZipPay. They have been registering you and they have been, placed a lot of gift cards. So what we are going to do is we are just going to help you how we can cancel all the gift cards for you right now, okay? So tap on get. And what do you see, Andrea?
I had to double click it.
Okay. It's a face ID. The same thing I do also have in my iPhone even.
Yeah, now it's loading.
And it's quite secure, you know?
Yeah, it's loading, love. This is crazy. Who the hell's doing that?
The hacker from California, they are doing it. We just got that message and notification in our server. That's why we have been called you up, ma'am, okay? And you are not the only one who's facing. See, basically what happened is, whenever you are going for shopping or you are going for coffee, you go to public place, right? And on that time, I do believe you use a public Wi-Fi, correct? Is that true?
No, I don't.
So even if you go to your family, friends, place, on that time might be you are using a Wi-Fi. And you remember, like, whenever you are using your phone, on that time your phone, you know, get a pop-up. So whenever you click on any one of those, your identity gets notified to the hackers. And on that time, they are just going to misuse your identity for fraudulent activities. They are doing a lot of illegal activities, ma'am, okay, without your knowledge and without your authorization. What we are doing is, we are just going to help you how we can cancel all those things so that in future the hackers are not going to get into it. Tap on open. Tap on open. Yep. And after that, what do you see? Just let me know.
Just sign up.
So tap on sign up at the bottom which you see. And after that, what do you see? Now you see at the bottom, you see Let's go. At the very bottom, do you see? Tap on sign up first of all. Have it, tap on sign up.
Yeah.
And after that, you see at the bottom right hand side, you see let's go. Tap on let's go.
Yeah, it's not working, love. It's just.
Hold on.
Okay, guys. Okay, hang on.
The internet is very slow, you know. Write down your mobile phone number. Write down your mobile phone number. And after that, you will get a code.
Yeah.
Now, once you will see the code is going to come up, you just tap your number. Where you see 6-digit code, just tap over there.
There's no number come up.
Okay, just touch it. Touch the dash where you see. Yeah. Now you see the number has come up. Write it down. At the bottom in the middle, you see 85912. Tap on it. 85912.
Yeah.
Now after that, just hold on for a while.
And this is hilarious because I've got no money.
I understand.
How can money on an account where there's no money?
Because they are only interested on your identity. At the bottom, you see, let's go. Tap on let's go. At the very bottom, you see.
Yeah.
Because they're only interested on your identity, so that they can go ahead and they can play with your identity, and they're using their money, they're sending money from one country to another country, and that is, you know, that's called a money laundering, the most dangerous business. Now you just need to fill up this form, write down your first name, your middle name, so that we are just securing it, and we are just cancelling each and everything for you, right? You can call me Gary, and I'll call you Andre. Okay?
Andrea.
It's a nice name you have, you know. Because your name reminds me of one of my very good friend name, you know. She's from USA. She came here to, you know, just to meet our relatives, you know, just to meet and hook up. And she's here only for like only a month, okay? By the way, you have a very lovely name, I must tell you, Andre.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Now write down your residential address. Write down your residential address along with your postcode, okay?
Okay,
you see below on the right hand side, you see internal.
Oh my god, it's so tiny. What the hell? 1AL. So it's okay, Stephanie. Email.
Date of birth. Alright, so you was born in the month of October. Happy belated birthday to you. Oh my god.
I know, I'm getting old. Continue.
And I was also born in October. Now continue.
Oh, yeah.
Yep. I'll tell you one thing, to be honest with you, only ladies are born in October, you know. Now connect to bank, tap on connect to bank. And select your com bank. Now after that, write down your client number of your com bank. And then the password, okay?
Oh, look, I don't have that on me. I don't remember that.
Okay, now press your home button, open up your CommBank app. I will tell you where you will find your client number, okay? Press your home button, go to your home screen.
It's going to take much longer, love, because I've got to get going to work.
Yeah,
I'll
just take 5 more minutes of your precious time and I'll let you go after this, okay?
They're going to be screaming at me, love. It's not.
Okay. Open up your Combank app, love. And log in into your Combank. And after that, tap on my profile you see at the very bottom. At the bottom, you see your name, Hi Henry. And then on top of that, you see AG. Tap on AG. Tap on AG. At the very top left hand side, you see AG. Tap on it, AG.
Oh, yes, sorry, yes, done.
And now what do you see?
Yep.
You see, now you see your, at the top, net bank line number, that is 4364, you see?
Yep.
So that is your line number. Take it down from here.
Yep.
Now press your home button and go back to zip again. Press your home button and go back to your zip app again.
Yep. Doing that. So put that number in there.
Yep, put that number in on client number and after that put down the
3, 6, 7.
And then put down the password. Okay?
3.
After this. You are doing mistake. 3, it is 4364. You are missing 4. Check out the number.
What?
It is 4. Yep. It is 4364. And then 7217.
Oh, my God. Yeah, see, I'm dyslexic, love. This is too much for me. It's too hard.
I understand that, love.
Was it 4364?
Yeah, that's right.
4364.
7217.
7217.
Now, write down the password.
Oh, good question.
Don't write the 4-digit PIN, okay? The password will be a different thing. Write down the password correctly, okay?
Yep. Yeah, I'm
trying. Tap on done.
Yep. I've done it.
Uh-huh. Connect. Tap on connect.
Just hope I've done it right.
Uh-huh. Tap on done and connect, okay? And hold on. Don't do anything, ma'am, after that.
Okay, got it.
The login button. Tap on okay, got it. You do one thing, open up your settings. Open up your settings. Press your home button.
Press
your home button. Press your home button. And come down. Come down. Come down. Scroll down. And we scroll down. And come down. Keep scrolling. Keep scrolling. And do you see over there like a Combank app? Try to tap on it if you see. Combank.
Yes. Sorry.
Right. You do one thing, ma'am. Press your home button once and log in into your ANZ because we need to give you our security, okay?
I have to go to my ANZ account.
Yeah, press your home button and log in into your ANZ. Now press your home button, ma'am. Go to your home screen. Go to your home screen. And
my
after
home
that.
Screen.
Uh-huh. And open up your ANZ. And before open up your ANZ, ma'am, you see on your phone there will be a red color AnyDesk. Open up your AnyDesk app. If you see, ma'am.
Hang on. I've lost you. Where have you gone?
Okay. I want you to open up your AnyDesk app, ma'am. The AnyDesk app.
My what app?
the red color diamond app, ma'am, which you see on your phone, any desk. I want you to open up that app, any desk.
Yeah.
And do you see the number is there?
Yeah.
Now you see over there again an option come up, like I trust this call or am I aware of the risk. Tap on accept and click on that box and accept it.
Yeah.
And after that, tap on start broadcast if you see any option.
It's taking too long, love.
Yeah, well, unless you spend 5 minutes, love. I won't take more time.
I honestly can't stay 5 minutes. I've got 20 minutes to get to work.
Okay, I'll let you
go.
I've got
a five disabled people.
Give me 2 minutes. Can you just give me 2 minutes?
I'll
let you talk.
Set, love.
And what do you see now?
It says the eBay thingy service accept and decline or decline.
Tap on accept, okay?
Yeah.
And after that, tap on start now.
Start now.
Start broadcast.
Start broadcast.
Yeah, that's correct.
Yeah, it's not working.
Just try to touch on it once, okay?
Yeah, but it wouldn't work, love. It's just going
okay,
around
love.
The circle. I'm sorry.
Okay,
I'm sorry.
No, I'm sorry. Okay, just give me 2 minutes, as I told you. I'll let you go, okay? Give me 2 minutes, love, and I'll let you go, right?
Yes,
your
no,
internet
no, no.
is very slow, you know. Till this time, you would have
yep.
done it. Now, after
well,
that... okay. Now, what do you see on your phone screen?
It's just got the
any bit
and the that number, the code.
Okay. Now once you see that number at the bottom, you see there is a white screen, right? At the very bottom?
Yep. Yep.
Okay. I'll tell you after that.
It's all white up and under that, yes.
Okay. Just hold on. Give me a minute, okay? And what do you see? Do you see any changes so far? Or do you see still the
no,
same now?
It says enter remote address. What the hell is that?
Okay, do you see over there any option? Just hold on, don't do anything, okay? Do you see any option, love, over there, Andre?
No, all it says is the phone number, but it's in between it's got an enter remote address.
Okay. No problem. Don't do anything. Just wait, okay? Just hold on, okay?
We're going to get cut off from a phone call from my work any minute now, love, and I'm going to have to tell them I'm still 15 minutes away. And
okay,
I'm
okay. No problem,
disabled.
Now once again you will see any option. I trust this call or accept it quickly.
Yes.
And after that tap on start broadcast and stay on that page. Don't touch it.
Yes. Hang on a minute. It hasn't come to the accept hasn't popped up.
Okay. Before tapping on accept, do you see any option like I trust this call? Or like, I am aware of the risk. Do you see any option like that? Click on that small box. Click on that small box and tap on accept. And then you see an option come up, start broadcast. Tap on start broadcast.
Yeah, but it's not working.
It will be working, okay?
Don't touch it.
It will be working. Just hold on. Don't do anything. Don't touch it.
I'm just looking at it.
All right, love.
I promise I'm not touching it.
That's good to hear that, okay?
Screen broadcasting. Screen broadcasting at any desktop is due to session was closed by the remote user.
Do you see any option like start broadcast? Start broadcast.
I pressed it and nothing's happening. Hang on.
Uh-huh.
Hang on, the tick has gone from the desktop thing. So it's trying to do something now.
Okay, love, no problem.
No problem,
love. You go to your work, okay? It's been a lovely talking to you, okay? And have a lovely day.
Can you ring me back later?
I will do that, love, for you, okay? Thank you, bye.
Thank you so much. Oh, my God.